This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our discussion starters section. Fake news. Something smells fishy. Fake news is misinformation that people think is true. Social media users stumble upon this content in their news feeds. This drives web traffic to ads and makes money for fake news websites. Fake news sites often advertise that their content isn't real. This doesn't stop people from believing or sharing it. In fact, a catchy title is all a fake news piece needs to start trending. Many people don't even preview online content before sharing it. Some fake news is politically deceptive. The 2016 U.S. presidential election put this type of fake news into the spotlight. Many Americans think Donald Trump won the election because of fake news about his opponent. Others wonder how he won with so much fake news circulating about himself. Some journalists describe fake news as a modern form of propaganda. During the 2016 U.S. election cycle, fake news was often more popular than real news. Does fake news threaten our democracy? You might think that young people are more likely to share fake news. This is not true. In fact, millennials are less likely to spread fake news than their parents or grandparents. This has more to do with social media preferences than how gullible a generation is. Millennials don't use Facebook as much as their parents and grandparents, and Facebook users are more than twice as likely to see and share fake news. Is fake news creating an era of misinformation, or is this a trend that will soon be forgotten? What can you do to prevent fake news from trending? For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our discussion starters section. That's all for today. See you next week.